to Thought Experiment Thursdays on the 5Ws podcast. In these episodes, I will be posing a philosophical viewpoint in the form of a narrative, story, or question that will hopefully serve as a self-reflection prompt in relation to your own coaching, planning, delivery, and review. This style of episode serves the what works for who in what context and why very well. I will not be aiming to provide answers, but affording you the opportunity via the narrative or philosophical question to explore your own practice and see what works for you. Context. For the purpose of this discussion and podcast, I will be using the term strength and conditioning or S&C coach to cover all other nomenclatures. Do we actually know what we are doing? What is one of the easiest ways to start an argument among strength and conditioning coaches? Ask them what their job title is. Argument is probably too strong a word, but that question is certainly going to spark some lively debate. Fortunately, I was part of such debate at the start of the year when school-based practitioners came together for a knowledge exchange event. And one of the first exercises was to explore, describe what we did, what was our role, could we find commonalities? Of course there was commonalities. Even the research literature agrees upon certain traits, behaviours and competencies. Awarding bodies now have a concentrated criteria for passing assessment. But do we actually know what we're doing and what is best for the athletes we work with? And do we always put that at the forefront of what we do? My hypothesis is we don't. I'm basing that hypothesis on this quote. Sports coaching, or the process of equipping athletes with tools, knowledge, and opportunities they need to develop themselves and become more effective. Peterson, 1996. Straight away, I can already see listeners in conflict with that statement. I'm not a sports coach, I'm an S&C coach. I'm an athletic developer, not sports coach. I align myself more to sports scientist than coaching. For me, that quote is excellent because as a strength and conditioning coach, or to use my job title, head of athletic development and athlete support, I am merely using different methods of training, strength, plyometrics, speed and agility, to equip athletes with the knowledge and opportunities to develop themselves and become more effective compared to sports-specific coaches. While there has been great emphasis on the technical, educating aspect that underpins the practice of a strength and conditioning coach, there has been limited attention on the effectiveness of the coaching process. Practitioners working with their athletes require a much broader range of knowledge and skills, such as the ability to be creative and apply scientific knowledge to the athlete's needs. Kramer, 2006. How many of us have a spectrum of development that blur the lines of movement competency, physical literacy, athletic development, and strength and conditioning? How is what you do with a 7-year-old different to what you do with 16-year-old athletes? Could you describe that process or spectrum? For many, our role is focused on the weight room. But how many of us have a curriculum or focused learning to get youth athletes to that point? How many of us have creative methods to assist those rehabbing to get back to the point of return to perform protocols? Finding commonalities will always be difficult due to contextual constraints or biases. You may start with the why of coaching or big philosophical questions or conceptualizations of coaching. My research focuses on a biopsychosocial approach to athlete development, So I'm always going to advocate for that approach. But for young S&C coaches who were grounded in the hard sciences of biology, for example, physiology, nutrition, and physics, example, biomechanics, during their education, their beliefs may be focused on interventions and purely objective measures of getting an athlete bigger, faster, stronger. A coach's why will be influenced by values, tradition, ideology, and personal preference. You may want to explore the how of coaching and explore themes. Trust and respect, feedback, caring, compassion, approachability, role modelling, instruction, communication skills, planning and organisation. Chalundarai, 1998, suggests that coaching is a behavioural process wherein the coach encourages a more athlete-centred, autonomy-based relationship which focuses on developing the athlete to their full potential. Jowett, 2008, identifies four themes, the four C's, for coach-athlete relationship: closeness, co-orientation, commitment, complementary. But if we focus on athlete-centred, the how will be constantly changing and evolving, so it may be difficult to pinpoint themes and descriptions. Coaching takes place in a dynamic, complex, and chaotic environment and often relies upon improvisation than structured and prescribed behaviours. So this is my thought experiment for you today. Imagine you have to write down your own job description. What are you writing? Are you writing what you think is expected of you? Or are you writing what you actually do? And how do those two perspectives differ?